mentioned multiple times that there's when a person washes his hands, the first time the water comes onto the hands, that water becomes tameh. And you wash a second time, and that's the second act of putting the water, the mayim shniyim, is matar, the water which had remained, which is tameh. And we mentioned that this is machlokes rishonim. Does this apply when a person washes it with the revius? So a person has to have a revius in the cup. That nobody has a question about that. You must have at least a revius of water in the cup that you're washing from. But if you put, the question we're discussing now, if you pour actually a revius onto your hands, the person pours a revius onto each hand, does he have to wash mayim shniyim? Since this is a machlokes rishonim, the Mishnah paskins that it's nachan, it's appropriate to, even if you're washing with revius, a person should wash both mayim rishonim and mayim shniyim, and that's the minhag which we have, that we wash our hands, each hand you wash. You pour water on your right hand once, a second time, and then you pour on the left hand once, a second time, and then you dry your hands. Now, somebody asked me, is there any record for washing three times? Interestingly enough, there is such a case in the Shulchan Aruch. There are actually two sources for it. There's one on Pi Kabbalah and one in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, what about if your hands are dirty to start with? If you have some type of a lichluch on your hands and you want to wash off that lichluch, so the Shulchan Aruch says you pour your on your hands to wash away that lichluch, that dirty, that whatever dirt which is there. That does not count as an atila, because that's right, you're starting out with dirt there, you have an ishav chatzitz or whatever it might be. So you wash on your hand one time for that, then you wash a second time, then you wash a third time. The second time being your first atila, and the third time being your second atila. And then the same thing on the other hand. So that's a case where al pi halacha, al pi kabbalah, there's a union of washing three times as well. Unless you have a minhag like that, you should not follow that minhag. So if a person does have lichluch on his hands, so he washes three times. Now the Mishavur raises the question, do you have to dry your hands after the first time before you wash the second time? The first time the water is there not for the purpose of washing, it's for the purpose of cleaning your hands. Water which became tameh, which is on your hands, that water will not become tor through the process of washing your hands. Washing your hands, the tilas yadayim, is matar the water which became tameh through the process of the tilas yadayim. That water is matar, the second water is matar the first water. Water which became tameh, otherwise, the tilas yadayim is not matar. So your hands will remain tameh or not. This is all part of the tila process, and therefore, if it is part of the tila process, the water will become tor through the tila process. So the Shabura comes out that you do not need to dry your hands in a situation where your hands are wet. You do not need to dry your hands beforehand. And a matter of fact, he says that a case where your hand became wet, not in the tila process, but your hands became wet because there's some water there dripped on your hands from the faucet. You do not need to dry your hands. The Chazanish disagrees with the Mishabura. The Chazanish says you must dry your hands before you start washing. One case where they both agree is a case where you come to a washing cup, and the person before you washed, if you're allowed to assume the person before you washed correctly. If you saw him washing correctly, the water on that cup came tummy from his hands. That water is tummy. That water, you have to dry the cup and dry off that water before you wash, because that water will be matami your hands. That water became tummy through an atila process. So again, if you see you go to a chasna with amount of people are washing, you have a right to assume allahu the person before you wash correctly. But if you see that they did not, you would have to dry the cup before you wash your hands. Have a good morning.